Tri-County's local sports leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
And welcome, everybody. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here tonight on CDO. Hard to believe it's that time of year already, but we are into September, and it's time for high school football season as we come to you live from Alumni Field. Sydney High School tonight as the Warriors host the Deposit Hancock Eagles, a team from Class D, to start off the season. Tim, set to be a great one, a beautiful night here for high school football.
Absolutely. You know, it doesn't get any better than this. You get a great night to play a great game, and, you know, you're getting somebody you don't really get to see very often. So should be a good game, and I'm really looking forward to working with you again this year, Nate.
Yes, glad to have you back, as always. And, again, welcome into the Chambers and O'Hara kickoff show, of course, brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including rentals, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Cork and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll hear from Sydney head coach Jeff Matthews, get his thoughts on this season and this game against Deposit Hancock, and we'll come back with kickoff between Sydney and Deposit Hancock here on CDO.
The doors are always open at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney. Yes, the doors are always open. But wait, let's rephrase that. Doors to our vehicles are unlocked and available for you to open 24/7, 365. Every vehicle is also clearly marked in price, mileage, miles per gallon, features, and what we call seller's notes with monthly payments and warranty information. So while you consider a new-to-you car, truck, SUV, minivan, or crossover, remember the doors are always open at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, River Side Sydney, where we care about each and every customer each and every day.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Nate Lull here for WCDO Sports as we get set for the 2015 high school football season. Set to be a good one here tonight with Sydney hosting Deposit Hancock to open up the season. And we're overjoyed to be joined by Sydney head coach here, Jeff Matthews. Coach, how has preseason been as you guys put the pieces together to start your season here?
It's been enthusiastic. Our guys have been working real hard. You know, fresh start. Last year's season, injury plagued. It was a little bit difficult at times. The end of the year, we ended with a nice win, and so I think that helped get us moving in the right direction for this year. But everybody's been working hard and getting ready for a new outlook.
Because of those injuries last year, it seemed like a lot of young guys got some playing time that maybe they wouldn't have had otherwise. Do you think that helps as you head into this year that those guys have had a little real game experience at the varsity level?
Without question. Some of the young guys are being thrust into some leadership roles this year. And because of the experience they gained last year, it's been an easier transition for them. So I would definitely say that was a positive out of what happened last year.
Coach, can you talk about your quarterback position? A few people, of course, have asked. Tom Hoskins was a senior last year. He had a lot of playing time under his belt. Where will you go with the QB position this year?
Right now, we have Darren Smith, who's starting for us. He's in our freshman class, so he's got a lot to get under his belt in the next couple of days. But he's been doing a nice job. We can't ask him to do too much. We're just going to ask him to manage the game and make plays when he can make plays.
Now, last year, unfortunately, you lost Alex Hoskins to an injury in that first game. He's back, and it's great to have a big body like him out there. How has his preseason been? And has to be a great feeling to have him, you know, back out there for you in your uniform.
Yeah, it's been awesome. He's one of those guys that will lead by example. He works extremely hard. You know, after his injury last year, I mean, he worked his tail off to get ready for basketball and then his spring sport baseball. But it's been nice to have him out there. You know, I think receiver is a position that we are a little bit deeper in, and so we're going to count on Alex and then Alan Pecor and some other guys to really help bring Darren along. So yeah, having him out there as a leader, awesome for us this year.
Brandon Bissett, a big loss in the backfield to graduation. He was your running back. Who will we see back there? A little Zach Green combo, maybe. Was wondering where you might go in that position.
We had some good performances from Shane Sickler last year, and so he's stepping into that role. And Dawson Backus, he had a huge game against Edison, and he's really built on that. He's worked hard in the offseason, so those two are probably going to share the load. You know, Zach's going to be a big part of our offense, and we're excited to see some of the things that he's going to do. I'm not telling you what he's going to be doing yet, but it's going to be fun.
And, Coach, one guy who graduated last year that's now playing college ball is Austin Dean, and from everything I've seen and read, he's doing very well up there. Is that something you expected for him to be able to go out and dominate right away with his speed and size?
Absolutely. I think it was a great get for Brockport, and I think Coach Zern probably had a little bit to do with that. He had such a work ethic that he was always able to get himself in shape mentally, physically. So I am not surprised at all that he's able to take that to the next level. I know he's got a lot to learn once he gets there, but I think he's already been doing a great job for them.
Sydney head coach Jeff Matthews, thanks for joining us. We'll have kickoff coming up here on CDO between Sydney and Deposit Hancock. Again, stay tuned for more here on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
We are specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see. You'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody, as we come to you live from Sydney High School Alumni Field, Nate Lull, CDO Sports Director, joined by Tim Cutting here. Tim, here we go as the captains get to midfield here on the big Sydney S, this beautiful turf field. The lights are on. Boy, cancel your plans tonight. Stay home, listen with us. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. I think you're in for a real good treat tonight. You know, it's the opening game for the season for both teams, and I'm telling you, the excitement's got to be just exuding from these guys. You know, I mean, that's where you have a little opportunity for some mistakes early and stuff like that, but especially with a young team like the Sydney Warriors have.
Sydney is in their home maroon uniforms tonight. They have the maroon helmet, the maroon pants as well, with the white letters and the white numbers. In the road uniforms tonight, Deposit Hancock, they have the royal blue pants, the royal blue trim, the white jersey, as well as the white helmet. It says DH on the side of the helmet there for Deposit Hancock, as they are a combined school for football. Then they compete against each other in all other sports within the MAC. So as we get set here, coin toss at midfield. This is a Sydney team that went 2-7 last year, struggled at times, but boy, the injury bug was not kind to them last year.
No, they definitely had some really key injuries or real key players at key spots in the offense and also in the defense. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how they rebound from the year that they had last year. They started to make some strides towards the end of the year, and I think they're very excited about the beginning of this one. So.
Deposit Hancock on the other side, a team that went 6-3 last year. Their losses, listen to this, Walton, Unitigo, Tioga. That's three very tough teams when you're looking at last year. Their wins were very solid, and they return a lot of guys who have a lot of size and speed. So Sydney has their hands full here tonight.
Yeah, I didn't have the opportunity to see Deposit Hancock last year, so I really don't know. I'm really looking forward to seeing what type of team they have. But I do know that the teams that you named that beat them, they're the top echelon in the Class D. So, you know, they're probably deserving to lose those games. You know, not probably really bad one-sided, lopsided
no.
type things. But
yeah, they were,
you know,
a very solid club last year. Again, they return a lot, and I think we're going to see a lot of the running back who was their quarterback last year, Ronnie Ballard. He's a big guy. He looks like one of the biggest guys on their team. He's about 6'2", and we're going to see a heavy dose of him tonight for the Eagles.
Yeah, 6'2", 205 in the MAC, that's a big boy.
That certainly is. And on the other side for Sydney, we will see a variety of guys at new positions, and we'll be talking about that throughout the broadcast here tonight. So Deposit Hancock is going to kick off to Sydney, and the Warriors will go left to right to start things off here. Under the lights, a nice crowd filing in here to Alumni Field, and the second year of this beautiful turf facility, which they use for football, soccer, field hockey, you name it, and it's just been great over that first year.
Absolutely. I mean, as an alum, it's just amazing to see all the stuff that's been able to been happening on this field.
So Deposit Hancock will kick off, and the 2015 football season is underway, and Shane Sickler will pick it up at his own 20 here for Sydney. Cuts back to the left side, bounces to the outside to the 30, 35 to the 40 before being ganked.
When every minute matters.
He had numbness in his arm.
When every mile could make a world of difference.
We couldn't stop the bleeding.
When you or someone you love needs emergency care.
I was pretty sure I broke it.
Tri-Town Hospital is, in every sense of the word, here for you. Tri-Town offers emergency care 24/7 here in Sydney with advanced diagnostics and experienced emergency care professionals. We also offer something more, a connection to Bassett Healthcare Network so the Tri-Town staff can instantly consult with Bassett specialists and access medical records from other Bassett facilities to save you valuable time at check-in. And even provide fast, easy referrals to Bassett Medical Center and Bassett Primary Care offices for follow-up care. All adding up to a better, closer choice when you need it most.
Tri-Town saved his life.
It's gonna be okay.
Thanks, Tri-Town.
With Tri-Town Hospital and Bassett Healthcare Network, you've got connections.
It's all about you. It's all about you.
The more we know you and your financial goals, the more easily we can help you achieve them. Talk to us. Come on in and find out why so many of your neighbors use us for all their financial needs. Come by and see how easy it is to become an owner of your own financial institution. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you. A credit union is a financial cooperative that's owned by its members. You do not have to be in a union to join. We're a union of people helping people. And since we're not for profit, we can usually offer better rates and less service charges. Come by or call us to find out how to become a member today. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
It's all about you.
He got dragged down from behind.
Just a nice lofted pass there. Hoskins caught it on about a 25-yarder, and then he picks up about another 20, so I would say about a 45-yard pickup there for Hoskins. And boy, did they miss him last year. Of course, he got hurt in that first game of the year against Unitigo, fought his way back, had an excellent basketball and baseball season. Great to see him back on the gridiron.
Absolutely.
So here's Sydney, now into enemy territory, and they'll hand off right up the middle here to Dawson Baskis, and he'll pick up about 4 yards. So Sydney marching down towards the end zone. They will be on the 20-yard line. Great first drive here for Sydney.
Two plays and are already, you know, very close to the red zone, so it's awesome.
So Sydney setting up here on 2nd and 5, just about a minute into the contest. We're scoreless here on opening night between Sydney and Deposit Hancock. And here is Baskis again under center. He'll drop back and throw again. Tries to go for Hoskins off his fingertips as he went to that left side. And just a little too tall there for Alex Hoskins and Sydney.
Good effort by Hoskins. It was a little bit high. You know, there is a little wind up here tonight, so the ball may have sailed a little bit on Mr. Smith.
Yeah, being down on the field during the pregame, the wind is swirling around. So now a 3rd and 5. Minute into the contest here, and the ball will be down on the 20-yard line as Sydney goes left to right. They're into the Eagles' defensive territory. So again, Smith with Zach Green in the backfield, as well as Backus will drop back, passes again over the middle, just through the hands there of the receiver for Sydney as he was looking for Ethan Finch.
Yep, right through his hands. Ethan made a nice effort on it. He stretched out, just didn't bring the ball in.
So Sydney not afraid to go and try to pass here on this first possession of the game. That first pass of the night went up over to Alex Hoskins for about a 45-yarder. And we'll see what the Warriors decide to do here with 10:54 to go. In this first quarter, we're scoreless, and it's 4th and 5. And so Smith under center. Sydney will go for it. The rush comes from the Eagles. He gets off a pass, completed to the right side, and down to the 10-yard line. That'll be good for a first down and a catch there by Alan Pecor, the senior.
Yep. Alan's a great, great big target for Darren, and I'll tell you what, Darren made a nice play there. He had an offside blitz, and he just got that ball away before he was hit.
Yes, it was Deposit Hancock blitzing from that far side, and they were coming for him, and he just got the ball off in time, as that was David Schaefer, who was coming from the right side. So now Sydney, on their first drive of the night, scoreless, 1st and 10. Ball down on the 10-yard line here for the Warriors. Smith checks over to the sideline, and now we'll have a flag on the play. Looks like this one will be a false start here against Sydney. So there's some of those opening game woes that I think we'll see from both sides here tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll tell you, it was neat to see Sydney get that great big pass play on the first play, and then they had a nice run play, and then they kind of stalled, and then they made that nice first down on fourth down. So it looks like we're going for a treat tonight to see what we're going to see every play.
Has to give the Warriors some confidence to go for that on that 4th and 5, first drive of the season, and to get it, and you'll have another chance at the end zone here. So we're scoreless between Sydney, Deposit Hancock. The first quarter, 10:25 to go. It's a 1st and 15 for the Warriors as they are deep in Deposit Hancock territory. Ball on the 15-yard line. And the freshman quarterback here for Sydney, Darren Smith, is under center. Drops back now, hands off to Backus to the left side, churning his way towards the goal line. He'll be just a little short, but a nice run there again by Dawson Backus, and it's going to be 1st and goal here for Sydney.
Yeah, Dawson took it on the outside around the left end and made a nice little move and got a guy to miss, and then he almost got into the end zone.
So the ball is going to be just short of the first down, so 2nd and inches here, and ball on the 5-yard line here for the Warriors. So little run, little pass. Looks like they are not afraid to put it in the air, that's for sure. We'll see what they do here. So 9:40 to go. First quarter, we're scoreless. Sydney knocking on the door, going left to right. They'll hand one off here to Backus. Dances up the middle, but he meets a wall there of Eagle tacklers, and they drive him back. Maybe a gain of 1 on the play, if that.
Yeah, it definitely broke down on that play, and the Deposit Hancock defense made a nice play and stood Dawson up after a short game.
So 9:20 to go. First quarter, we're scoreless. And, boy, if you look down this Deposit Hancock roster, a lot of big guys with size and speed. Going to be tough to go up the middle here all night tonight for Sydney.
Especially in a goal line situation, you know, because they're all stacked in there, and it makes it tough to play there.
Smith, again, back in the shotgun. Has Backus to his left. Sydney going left to right. They throw into the end zone. Touchdown for Alex Hoskins. First drive of the season, and Alex Hoskins finds his way in for 6.
Nice little quick slant to Alex right there. Rip ball very well placed by Darren.
So a 5-yard, I would say, TD catch for Alex Hoskins from Darren Smith. And Sydney takes a 6-0 lead. What a great opening drive, and you can see the difference that having Alex Hoskins makes out there. A guy 6'2", 6'3", very, very athletic, and as they would say down when he's playing basketball, jump out of the gym.
Absolutely.
And he caught one right there in the back of the end zone, and Sydney leads 6-0, and they'll go for the extra point. Well, looks like we might go for 2 here for the Warriors. Again, going left to right. Smith will drop back, throws it out left side for a wide-open Dawson Backus, and he's in. So Sydney will take an 8-0 lead. Great play there for the Warriors.
Real nice design on that play. They had they had trips to the right and actually overloaded that right side, and that left just one person to get to cover Mr. Backus, and Dawson made a nice little move and got open and
Smith hit him. So Sydney looking fresh and energized, and they take an 8-0 lead. 8:57 to go, first quarter. We'll step away. Sydney with the lead over Deposit Hancock. It's the opening night of football here on WCDO.
As a small business owner, you are busy meeting the needs of your customers and your staff. Who's there to help meet your needs? Well, come speak with me. I'm Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance. I can help with all your business insurance needs, including workers' compensation and disability. We also have markets for group health and dental plans. Please give me a call at 563-9955 for a free, relaxed, no-pressure analysis of your business insurance needs. That's Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or in Oneonta, Route 7 on the East End.
The fall high school sports season is here, and it's the perfect time of year for a tailgate party. But who has time to go shopping, to cook everything, and bring it all to the big game? Why not let Hot Rods Barbecue of Otigo do it for you? Rodney Robinson is the pitmaster at Hot Rods Barbecue. He features a tasty menu from pulled pork to barbecued beef, salt potatoes, and his signature baked beans. Hot Rods Barbecue can prepare your entire meal and deliver it to the game for you. So book your tailgate party or any gathering with Hot Rods Barbecue of Otigo at 434-2634. Forget the barbecue chicken. Be unique and have Hot Rods Barbecue for your next school fundraiser. 434-2634.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here live from Sydney High School. And the luck just continues here. I shouldn't say luck, but the hard work and the smart play calling here continues for Sydney. They just recovered an onside kick. They'll have the ball back again going left to right on the 40-yard line of the Eagles.
Yeah, it was a really nice kick by, I'm not sure who did it. We were not really paying too much attention at that point. And the ball bounced away from the Deposit Hancock kid. And
so here's Smith. He lofts one up for Pecor and just a little too far off his fingertips. And again, Tim, Sydney not afraid to go for the back of the end zone and not afraid to do things here. They go for that onside kick. They get it, and then they try to go right for the end zone again.
Yeah, and I did want to say that Brandon Evans was the one that recovered the onside kick, so giving the Sydney Warriors the ball. And I'll tell you what, they're showing they're not afraid to throw the ball down the field.
Certainly not, and I think coming in, a lot of people were talking about Deposit Hancock having this big bruising line, a lot of experience from last year. So far, the Warriors have jumped on top of them. As here we go, 2nd and 10, going left to right. They throw it out into the flat here, and a nice run by Ethan Finch as he caught it out in the flat, went from the 40 to the 30 going left to right, and a first down here for Sydney.
Nice little swing pass to Ethan, and a really nice block out on the edge by Alan Pecord, set him free for a few more yards.
Boy, and if you're Sydney, you do some nice things here with Darren Smith, let him get his confidence up, throw it out into the flat a couple of times, get some first downs. He's got to be feeling very good right now.
Yeah, he looks like he's quite confident and handling everything really very, very, very well.
8.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Sydney 8, Deposit Hancock nothing. Sydney with the ball going left to right, and Smith will hand one off here to Dawson Backus, but he's ripped down in the backfield here by the Eagles as they break through the line, and that's Jade Wank pulling him down here for Deposit Hancock.
Yeah, real nice play on defense right there by Mr. Wank.
So Deposit Hancock, I'm sure, not happy with this start. And using some of that energy to bust through the line there. So 8 minutes to go, first quarter. It's going to be a 2nd and 14. Sydney leading Deposit Hancock 8-0. And they have the ball going left to right, ball on the 35-yard line in enemy territory here. And now Deposit Hancock will jump off sides. This will help the Warriors move the ball forward here.
Yep, a little free five. Take it back.
So the Warriors, a little chance to catch their breath here as the ball will move up to the 30-yard line. Again, going left to right. They're in their home maroon uniforms here tonight, the maroon helmets and the white trim. Deposit Hancock in the white uniform, the white helmet, and the royal blue pants here tonight on defense so far. As Sydney will get things going with a 2nd and 10, 7:45 to go, first quarter. Smith to the air again, looking for Finch, brings it in, roped out of bounds, down at the 10-yard line on that right wing side. Another play through the air here for the Warriors.
Double coverage, too, and that was a really nice throw ball, or a well-thrown ball, but a really nice pattern run by Ethan Finch.
About a 15-yard pass there to Ethan Finch. That is his second catch of the night. He has two catches, right around 25 yards, and now we'll have a timeout. So 7:39 to go, first quarter. Sydney leads 8-0. They have the ball on the 15-yard line of the Eagles' defensive territory, 1st and 10. And we'll step away here for a quick break. We'll come back. The Warriors will have the ball. They lead 8-0 on CDO.
This is your loving reminder to try McDonald's new sirloin third pound burgers, made with juicy 100% North American sirloin and premium ingredients. But they're only here for a limited time, and if you miss out, you'll never know how incredibly delicious they taste, just like you'll never know how incredible it is to read people's minds.
Oh, I'm hungry.
Or see the inside of the refrigerator after you shut the door.
Dark.
Don't miss the sirloin third pound burgers at McDonald's, now just $4.99. Better enjoy this lovin' while it lasts. Price and participation may vary.
We're good together.
This summer, McDonald's is getting together our classic double cheeseburger and world-famous fries for the sizzling summer price of just $2.50.
We're good together.
Just $2.50 for two all-beef patties, melty cheese, and golden fries.
Hey, we're good together.
Double the lovin' this summer at McDonald's with the double combo for just $2.50. Prices and participation may vary. Limited time only.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you here on CDO. 7:34 to go, second quarter. Sydney with an 8-0 lead. And they'll have a second and 10 here on the 15 as they go left to right again, knocking on the door after recovering an onside kick after scoring on their first possession of the night. Smith and under center here will throw it across. This one just behind Alan Pecor. And so Sydney knocking on the door here once again. Smith took a hit on the play but able to bounce back up. And this will bring up a third and 10 with 7.5 minutes to go here for Sydney as they lead Deposit Hancock 8-0.
Gutsy freshman right there. He stood in there and made the throw and then took the hit. So it was a nice play by Karen.
Just a little bit too far behind Pecor there, who was streaking from the right towards the center of the end zone. Of course, Sydney going left to right here. Ball on the 15-yard line and a third and 10 with 7.5 minutes to go. Can the Warriors continue to build on this lead? Play clock's at 10, and Smith again in the shotgun. He's got Zach Green out to the right and a flag on the play here. This will back the Warriors up with a false start.
See, the last time they played, they had the ball down here, if I remember correctly. They had a fourth down in this area, and they went for it. So you got to be thinking they probably would do the same thing again. So they got two downs to make that 15 yards.
So 7.5 minutes to go here. They will bring Ethan Finch over to the side. Nick Paternoster, who was on the line a lot last year, has come in this year, and it looks like he's going to be playing a lot of fullback from talking to the Sydney coaching staff. Boy, what an athletic kid he is. If you want to run and find a hole, I'd suggest going behind him. That's for
Follow
sure.
Follow him because he will clear it for you.
So Paternoster is in. And Dawson Backus is to the left here. Drops back, throws over the middle, and just through the hands there of Zach Green from Smith. Boy, if he can hold on to that one with the fingertips, he's in for six.
Yeah, it was a really nice throw. I think it kind of got to Zach a little quicker than he expected it to and surprised him, but real nice pass.
Smith definitely has some good zip on the ball here and a well-run route there by Zach Green, but just off his fingertips. So a fourth and 15, 7.5 minutes to go here in this first quarter. Sydney leading Deposit Hancock 8-0, and we'll see what the call from the sideline is here for the Warriors. They got the onside kick. They recovered it. They've marched down, but the drive has stalled here. Looks like they will go for it on 4th and 15.
They got the trips to the left this time.
Three receivers to the left. They go to the right. They lost it up for Pecor. Too far and out of the back of the end zone. So Sydney will turn it over on downs. Got to give credit to the Eagles there for holding steady after a disastrous start there on that kickoff.
Yeah, they actually did this almost the same play as they did the last time when they had the extra point, except they threw to the single receiver on the other side. And he just threw it a little bit too far. But you know what? He threw it where only his guy could get it. He didn't throw it up and make it an interception.
Pecor was just about a step too slow to get that one, but again, it was in a nice spot and just couldn't bring it in time. So Sydney still with an 8-0 lead, 7:22 to go, first quarter, and this will be our first look at Deposit Hancock as they go right to left here and their first offensive possession of the night for the Eagles. And they'll immediately go to Ronnie Ballard, who will run to the right side, and he is a big unit. He'll easily pick up 9 yards on this first run and maybe a little more. Looks like he's going to get the first down. Looked like he was going to get tackled, and he surges for an extra yard or two.
Yeah, he definitely did, and when he did that, he carried two or three Warriors with him. So there's a lot of strength in those legs.
And, boy, he's probably on the sideline over there itching to get out on the field. He's had to wait here just about a full 5 or 6 minutes. I'm sure he's been waiting for that first touch here tonight. So Ballard in the backfield. and deposit Hancock with a first and 10 as they go right to left ball on the 33-yard line. 7 minutes to go, first quarter. And again, they'll hand off to Ballard. He steamrolls up through the middle of that Sydney line and picks up just about 7 or 8 yards there.
Comment that you made earlier regarding the line for them, we're seeing the line work now for deposit Hancock. They are clearing back the Warriors defensive line and they're giving Ballard a real nice running lane.
Darren Shaver is in for the quarterback position here, just a sophomore for deposit Hancock. Ballard was actually the QB last year and they've moved him to running back, and you can see why. Again, he tries to run up the middle here going right to left, but the Sydney line holds and maybe gets a yard or two on that play.
Just a short gain, but enough for a first down. So, he was brought down on that play by probably five different Sydney Warriors, so I'm not even going to try to get the names out there.
Deposit Hancock looks like they are ready to roll as they quickly move through the offense here. A first and 10, 6:20 to go, first quarter. Ball on their own 45 as they approach the big Sydney S at midfield here. Two running backs in the backfield. Again, they'll go to Ballard, fourth straight time to him, and he'll pick up about 2 yards here. And deposit Hancock's up to about the 48-yard line.
One thing you do see, Nate, is that every time Ballard is touching the ball, when he's tackled, he's going forward. He's not leaning back, and the Warriors are not standing him up at the line and pushing him backwards. He's going forward, so he's dominating the Sydney Warrior defense right now.
Has to be so tough because he's got that weight, that size on him, but he's also tall, about 6'2", so yeah. A lot to bring down with those long legs when they're still churning. So again, at midfield, deposit Hancock, a fumble. It's on the ground. Looks like Sydney might have picked it up. Everybody, of course, pointing in their certain direction. We'll see what the Zebra Crew says here, folks. As the handoff was not clean for the Eagles, ball was on the turf, and it will be Sydney possession. So Sydney, an onside kick recovery and also a fumble recovery here. And that's big for the Warriors because it looked like the Eagles were getting some momentum.
Yeah, they definitely had some momentum going, and you know what? That's a way to break it. You know, they got a nice little hand in there, took the ball out of the runner's hands, and now the Warriors take over on offense on the plus side of the 50.
And we were just talking about this young man a minute ago. Nick Paternoster was the guy who got in there, got to the bottom of the pile, and found that ball. So Nick Paternoster, great hustle there. And here's Sydney going left to right, a first and 10 right at midfield. Smith will throw out to Finch. Nice move to get around one guy, but then tripped up. Maybe a gain of 2 on the play there for Ethan Finch of Sydney.
Yep, that was the same play. They tried that little swing pass out to Finch, and then Pecor's out on the corner trying to block, and the corner actually didn't stay where he was that time. He moved up, so maybe there's a defensive adjustment on that.
5:10 to go, first quarter. Sydney on top of deposit Hancock by a score of 8-0, and the Warriors have really controlled ball possession wise here so far. 10 on the game, play clock here. And here is Smith at midfield. Again in the shotgun, rolls to his right, throws for Finch. One-handed catches at the 40, bounces off a tackler all the way down to the 30, lost the ball out of bounds, but he was down on the play, and Ethan Finch, we know how athletic he is, showing it here tonight for the Warriors.
Really nice hands on that play. He reached out with his right hand as he was going to his left, tipped it up a little bit, and caught it with both hands and made the extra yards.
So Ethan Finch, 4 catches already tonight for the Warriors. And Smith is continuing to rack up the yards here through the air for Sydney. I thought maybe they would kind of establish more of a run game first to get him comfortable, but obviously this coaching staff is ready to roll with him.
Yeah, I guess they're really very confident, and he's showing that he's confident. You know, he's making some really nice throws.
4:50 to go, first quarter. Sydney on top, 8-0, and they'll hand off here to the far side, and this will be, I believe, Dawson Backus as he gets wrapped up in a pile. So that is Backus, maybe a gain of 2 on the play as Sydney marching down into the Eagles' defensive territory. Ball on the 30-yard line.
He was hit in the backfield, actually, and made a real nice 2-yard gain out of that.
So it looks like we'll see a lot of Dawson Backus from talking to the Sydney coaching staff. But it's nice they have a lot of options between, you know, Sickler and Backus and Finch. Certainly a lot of guys to run with back there, which is nice because you have to replace a guy like Brandon Bissett, who was such a workhorse for Sydney last year. Now they pass over the middle to Finch. He's in for the touchdown, and Sydney has really jumped out on this one. That's a 30-yard touchdown pass to Ethan Finch.
Yeah, real nice pass there by Darren. He threw that in between two safeties right to Ethan Finch, who ran a really nice pattern to the post.
And Sydney has jumped out on top of Deposit Hancock here. And a great night so far here for the Warriors in this first quarter. 4:09 to go. Sydney leads 14-0. We'll see if they go for two here again. What a way to open the season here in this first quarter. Can't ask for much of a better start if you're a Warriors fan. Sydney will go for two here. They lead 14-0 currently. They hand it off here to Backus up the middle, and he's in. And Sydney jumps out to a 16-0 lead. Both two-point conversions have gone right to Dawson Backus.
Yep, that was a real nice little play right there. They kind of a delayed draw kind of play, and you're thinking, you know, Sydney's been doing nothing but throwing the ball. They've run it maybe four or five times all game, and they get a nice little gain in a two-point conversion by Dawson Backus.
So Sydney leads 16-0. Touchdown catches for Alex Hoskins and Ethan Finch. We'll step away and be right back. You're listening to High School Football Tonight on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. DNBD sends a special good luck wish this season to the Delhi Bulldogs athletic teams as they compete in their fall sports season. Go Bulldogs! DNBD is the 26th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office in Oneonta, DNBD is here to meet all of your financial needs. Visit online at dnbd.net. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. The Delaware National Bank of Delhi, always supporting local athletes in the Tri-County area.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. And Deposit Hancock is going to run this one back. The kickoff to them goes right to Ronnie Ballard, and he is going to run a 70-yard TD straight up the gut. Nobody can touch him, and the momentum, Tim, might have just swung back to Deposit Hancock.
Yeah, that was a nice little play right there. That ball, I don't think he even varied his angle at all. I think he got the ball and just took it straight up the field. So, nice play by Ballard.
So, Ronnie Ballard with just an amazing run, and it was a bouncing kickoff. It was low. He fielded it, not the guy I guess you wanted to go to, and he ran straight up the middle. A couple of guys might have got a fingertip on him, but he gets the Eagles on the board in dramatic fashion.
He actually was one of the upbacks. It actually didn't get back to the deep man, and he made a nice play, but he did bobble it. And like I said before, when that happens, guys come out of the lane.
And he puts Deposit Hancock right back in this game. They're going to go for two, but the flag is on the play. And so let's see who this is on and if Deposit Hancock will have another go at it or not. Right now, currently 16-6, 3:58 to go here first quarter. Does look like this call will be against Sydney for an offside, and so Deposit Hancock will have a second chance to go for two. And this would be huge here for the Eagles if they could cut this lead in half.
Mm-hmm.
And, boy, what just, again, what a run. What
yeah,
a run right up the gut
play.
There.
Great play.
So they go for two here, going right to left with 3:58 to go first quarter. They'll go right through the middle to Ronnie Ballard again. So he gets the two-point conversion, and just like that, they were trailing 16-0. The Eagles jump back in, and it's 16-8. So a very entertaining first quarter here for both sides.
Absolutely, and I'll tell you what, I'm hoping that if Mr. Ballard is probably the best-conditioned guy on that team over there, because I'll tell you what I've seen, I'd be giving him the ball a lot.
Well, we saw on their first possession of the night that they did five straight handoffs, all to Ronnie Ballard, before they turned the ball over on that fumble. They get the kickoff. He runs it 70 yards right up the gut, and then they give it to him for the two-point conversion. So, as advertised, we're going to see a lot of him tonight.
And you made a good comment that he's, I mean, we talked about his size and everything, but he is a tall guy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he really is tall, so it's you would think he would be easy to bring down just because you can get low on him, but he gets low. I mean, he really does have a nice running style.
So 16-8 now the score as the Eagles will kick back off to Sydney, who goes left to right. And now a little adversity here for the Warriors. Let's see how they answer after they really came out and grabbed the bull by the horns, if you want to say that. And then Deposit Hancock answering back. We know they're a quality team. They're not going to go quietly with this much time left in the ball game.
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of fire in those kids. So we don't, you know, we're in for a good one.
So let's see if there's any trickery here from the Eagles. Perhaps they try something of their own, just like Sydney did with an onside kick. But instead, the Eagles will kick it deep. And this will be fielded here by Shane Sickler. And he's at the 30-yard line, up to the 35 and down to the 40. Stickler, a flag on the play, but he gets the midfield. Stickler down to the 40, into the 30 before being roped down. We'll see what the flag on the play is, but certainly a great run back on the kickoff there by Shane Stickler of Sydney.
Got to believe it's pushing the back, but I'm just taking a gander guess on that. So
we'll see where the ball is placed. But again, Sydney, excellent field position into the Eagles' defensive territory. And if it sticks, it'll be all the way down to the 30.
Yeah, I think they got him for blocking the back on that play.
So it looks like the ball will be coming back to about the spot of the flag, but still not bad field position here for Sydney. Looks like they'll be at about their own 38. Now the ball backing up even more. So all the way back here to the 28-yard line, so that's going to negate about a 40-yard run there by Sickler.
When you interviewed this earlier, Coach Matthews mentioned that Sickler's really made some really nice strides and everything, and he had a really good end of last year, so he's going to be a key to the Sydney team this year.
Coach Matthews saying that his game against Edison last year was a breakout game, gave him a lot of confidence going into the offseason, and he's really grown with that into his senior year. So nice to see. Unfortunately, that little 40-yarder taken back for a penalty, and Sydney were going left to right. Will start in their own defensive end at about the 30-yard line. They'll hand off here to Dawson Backus. Paternoster out in front trying to get some room for him, but he's roped down in the backfield. Gain of maybe one or two on the play there for Backus.
Kind of lost track of that because all of a sudden a deposit Hancock player comes flying off the sideline running after the play at the last minute. So may have caused a little commotion.
3:25 to go, first quarter. Sydney on top of deposit Hancock, 16-8 in the opening game for both teams here tonight in Section 4. Second and 10, ball is on the 25-yard line. Sydney going left to right. They're deep in their own territory. Here's Smith in the shotgun. Throws to his left, and we'll have a flag on the play, and we'll bring it back. This one will be a false start against Sydney. Again, I said this earlier. I was talking to some of the referee crew last night, and they said to me, we expect about 10 extra flags tomorrow. And I said, well, why is that? And they said, there's some new rules with blocking. They're going to be very strict about those, and just the first game jitters, and everyone trying to get on the same page.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a long season, and you know, I mean, that first game, they're all excited about being out here again and everything, and you know, people do tend to get a little antsy and jump a little bit.
So 2:40 to go, first quarter. It's a second and 15 for Sydney. They're on their own 25. They have an 8-point lead, 16-8. Smith checks over to the sideline here. Play clock down to 15. He's not afraid to take his time. Play clock down to 10 now, checks his armband for the play, calls out the signal, passes to his left, caught here by Nate Vibbert, gets up to the 30, reaching out there, gain of 3 or 4 on the play. So Sydney moving the ball up the field here, but it's going to be a third and long.
Nate made a nice catch, and then I believe it was Ethan Finch who had a very nice block to free him for about another couple yards.
And these are some of the young guys when you talk about Finch and Vibbert who got the playing time last year. And really showed us some things, and you can see another off season and summer's worth of work, and they look great so far here tonight.
Yep, they're all ready to play.
Sydney going left to right, a minute 50 to go, first quarter. Looks like about a 3rd and 9 here for the Warriors. They check over to the sideline here, and it looks like we'll have a timeout on the play. Head coach Jeff Matthews wants to talk things over. We'll take a quick break. Sydney leading 16-8. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. You're listening to live high school football tonight on CDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you live from Sydney High School here tonight, folks, as it's Sydney with a 16-8 lead over deposit Hancock. First game of the season here for both these squads as Section 4 gets their football season underway tonight. Tim, there was one game last night, believe it or not. Groton played Unadilla Valley and won 36-28 up there at UV. Still don't know why they moved that game to a Thursday, but that was officially the kickoff last night.
Yeah,
so.
I don't know. I actually was watching on Time Warner Sports. There was a game on. It was, I believe it was Cortland and West Hill. And I thought, you know what? High school football, here we go.
Here we go. It is that time of year as the calendar turns to September. All these guys will be in school next week, and they're playing some football here tonight. Sidney will pass one over the middle to Alex Hoskins. He gets to midfield, leaps over a tackler, and now into the 40 to the 30-yard line here for Alex Hoskins. There's that athleticism at work right there as he picks up about 40 yards and into Eagles defensive territory.
Yeah, great, great play and a run after the catch by Alex. That was an absolutely well-thrown football. Great catch and a nice run after the catch.
Hoskins already with a touchdown. That's his third catch of the night, and he's approaching 100 yards already. He's about 10 yards away from that. So Sidney in good shape here, a first and 10. Ball is on the Eagles 32. Warriors going left to right. Sidney leads 16-8 with a minute 20 to go in this first quarter. And here's Smith again. The freshman will loft it up down the right side, looking there for Finch off his fingertips as he falls down to the turf and out of bounds, incomplete.
I'll tell you, if Finch had made that catch, that would have been incredible, and the throw would have been even better because, I'll tell you what, that was in the triple coverage, and I think a lot of people were like, ooh, that may not have been the place to throw the ball.
He got his one hand on it. I guess he was doing his best Odell Beckham New York Giants impersonation, but couldn't pull that one down. And so the Warriors will have a second down and 10 here. Ball on the deposit Hancock, 32. As Sidney goes left to right with a minute 13 to go first quarter, the Warriors leading the Eagles 16-8, 10 on the play clock. And here's the snap to Smith. Looks to throw again, steps up in the pocket, throws it across the middle looking for Finch, couldn't get there in time. Boy, I got to give Smith some credit. He is not afraid to stay in there, even though when he knows the lick is coming his way.
Yeah, I know. Really nice maturity shown by the freshman. Let's say that freshman showing maturity. But he is definitely doing that. He's stepping up into the pocket, making the throw, and nice to see.
All his teammates coming over, making sure he's okay as he gets up, looks over to the sideline. The head coach, Jeff Matthews, with a minute 10 to go here, first quarter. After the big pass completion, about a 40-yarder to Hoskins, the drive stalling a little bit here. Sidney has a third and 10, ball on the Eagles 32. They have an 8-point lead, 16-8. Play clock down to 5. Snap in the shotgun, throws over the middle once again. This one right into the hands of Pecor. Somehow it snuck through coverage. Pecor can't hold on, though.
Yeah, I think the ball got tipped at the line there, but right now we're a little concerned because we have an injured player on the field.
And that is Smith. Again, he took another hit, and Jeff Matthews, head coach for Sidney, not happy with the Zebra crew here. I think maybe saying it could be a late hit there on Smith. And if you're the Eagles, you're trying to get to Smith every possession here, because right now his arm is probably the most dangerous thing on the field.
Yeah, he definitely has been on his game right from the start, so I could see why they're trying to get to him, but, you know, you want it to be as fair as possible, and you definitely know that Mr. Matthews was not happy with no call there.
Smith is up. Looks like just maybe the wind knocked out of him here. He is going to come over to the sideline, talk to the Sidney coaching staff for a minute. Head coach Jeff Matthews, again, still having words with the Zebra crew. Your deposit Hancock, I guess you got to dial up the rush as much as you can. Try to put pressure on him to make sure that he at least has a hand in his face, a body coming his way. If you see that guy out of the corner of your eye, maybe that throws off the throw a little bit.
Yeah, I think they've brought up the pressure a little bit more because they don't like he was getting such good coverage.
He did. He had very good time
up into and everything, and he had a lot of time to throw the ball. So now they're going to see what they can do with him.
I know it's only the first quarter, but the Sidney line has held well, and I'd say they're the undersized unit out there at the moment.
Yeah, I think they're undersized, but I think they're a little bit quicker, and they're getting into the other guys and getting them off their feet quicker. So
here it is for Sidney. They're going to punt here, it looks like, on 4th and 10 with a minute 7 to go, and Finch will punt this one down, and Nate Vibbert gets to it just on the goal line but can't quite juggle it down. Excellent punt there by Ethan Finch. Vibbard with a great effort, just couldn't quite pin it down on the line.
Yep, made a really nice play, dove for the ball, and just couldn't get it down and hold it down inside the field of play.
So we're under a minute to go here, first quarter. We'll keep it right here as the Eagles will pick up possession here once again. They'll be deep in their own defensive end. They trail 16-8. Their touchdown and their two-point conversion came on a 70-yard kickoff, and that was Ronnie Ballard who just ran it straight up the gut. Almost untouched, I would say. So
yeah,
I'd say we're going to see him again.
I mean, if they did touch him, it was just by the shirt, and we're not playing flag football.
58 seconds to go, first quarter. Deposit Hancock in the white and the royal blue going right to left. And let's see, they'll pitch one right here to Ballard. He runs to the right, picks up five. Now 10, gets to the first down, cuts back to the inside. He's at the 40 to the 45 before Sidney finally brings him down. Three guys, including Dawson Backus, rope him out of bounds. But again, another big run there by Ballard.
They have run. They got three guys out there. They've got a, they're pulling a guard in there. Also have two running backs leading him on that sweep. And I'll tell you what, there's nobody out there, so they're making it's a nice play. And Sidney will have to make a defensive adjustment for that.
The Eagles quarterback is sophomore Darren Shaver, wearing number 10. And so far he has not attempted a pass tonight. Instead, they have had Ronnie Ballard for five straight runs when they've been on offense. And they'll continue it on this possession here, as now Sidney's going to wrap them up in the backfield as they try to go to the left wing this time. And that was Ethan Finch in on the play, and he was not going to take no for an answer there, one-on-one against Ballard.
Absolutely, really, really nice tackle on that play. He broke down and just put his helmet right on the other side of his knee and took him in.
First time I've really seen someone go toe-to-toe with Ballard and maybe get the better of him.
Yeah, and he went low. So, you know,
he did.
We talked about that. There is some room there. So,
and here's
6-2, 6-3.
Yes.
Long, long way.
And that's going to be the end of the first quarter. I was just going to say, Ronnie Ballard, maybe he isn't a machine. Actually had his hands on his knees there. Have to be winded after he has done a lot of work here for Deposit Hancock in the first quarter. We'll step away. End of the first quarter here with Sidney on top 16-8. Second quarter coming up for Tim Cutting. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sidney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sidney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Madden family of funeral homes continues to serve the needs of our local communities in Broome, Shenango, Otsego, and Delaware counties. The Osterhout Madden Funeral Home is located in Harpersville, and the Westcott Madden Funeral Home is in Unadilla. The Madden family of funeral homes is proud to support local high school football on WCDO and wishes all area athletes good luck this season. Offering a wide range of personalized services to suit your family's wishes, the Madden family of funeral homes will be there for you. Call 693-1151. Or 369-4122.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, Nate Lowell and Tim Cutting with you here. Tim, your thoughts on that first quarter as we get set for the second?
We got to see a lot. You know, there was a lot of throwing by one team and a lot of running by the other.
So here we go to start the second quarter here between Deposit Hancock and Sidney. And now Sidney coming with a rush. Deposit Hancock's going to have to throw it up, and they'll get a catch, and they're going to head towards the back of the end zone. A broken play turns into a touchdown here for Deposit Hancock. Unbelievable as Jacob Tarbox caught just a fly ball from center field and carried it into the end zone down the right wing side.
Yeah, absolutely beautiful pass. Right on the money. Wide receiver never had to break stride, right on the fingertips. Great throw.
Well, Sidney came with the pressure, and Darren Shaver was able to escape it, had to roll to his right, really on the run, had to throw that pass, and got it high enough to get it down there to Tarbox, who ran it in the rest of the way.
Like you said, it was a really nice throw, and it was on the run, and, you know, he made a nice job squaring his body up at the line and made a really, really good, strong throw.
They're saying about a 70-yard touchdown pass here, and now Deposit Hancock going for two, but it looks like the Warriors can stop him. No, he just gets over the line. And so after Sidney opened up a 16-0 lead, Deposit Hancock has tied things up here just 10 seconds in to the second quarter.
That totally fooled me. I thought Sidney had him down, and then the next thing I know, I see the line judge on the other side raise his hand. So I was like, where'd he go?
So kind of a broken play turns into pay dirt there for Deposit Hancock. We're tied at 16. We'll step away for 30 seconds here on CDO.
At Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sidney, we get some of the most loyal customers anywhere. Many are 2, 3, 4, and 5-time buyers or more. The reasons vary from the familiar faces they see here to the excellent service and courtesies like pickup and delivery on the day of that service, from the financing assistance to the hassle-free rentals. Some have even said they like our coffee. Whatever the reason or reasons, these loyal customers mean the effort is always worth it. See exactly why at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sidney, where we value each and every customer, each and every day.
your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, we're 10 seconds into the second quarter here, live from Sidney High School, under the lights now between Sidney Deposit Hancock, and we're tied up at 16. Tim, I had to laugh during the break. That's the first throw of the night that Deposit Hancock has tried, and it goes for a 70-yard TD.
Absolutely, and like I said before, it was right on the money. It was an absolutely perfect throw and a great catch.
And so Deposit Hancock will kick off to Sidney, fielded here by Sickler. Let's see if he's got some of that magic again. He cuts through the middle, gets a nice return up to about the 38-yard line. So Sidney will start in their own territory. But again, it's not like you're pinned back on the 20. You're starting up close to the 40-yard line here.
Yeah, the Deposit Hancock kicker has a really good foot. He just is not getting the ball up in the air. And Shane is catching the ball a lot quicker and is getting down the field 10, 15 yards prior to the first amount of contact. So
11:41 to go, second quarter. We're tied at 16. Sidney in the maroon with the white trim, says Warriors across the chest. They go right to left. Deposit Hancock with the white helmet, the white uniform with the royal blue pants here tonight on the road. And Green will throw one down to the near side here for Smith for Hoskins, and he'll rope it in. And Hoskins is now over 100 yards receiving. Wow, he roped that one in, stepped out of bounds at the Deposit Hancock 30-yard line.
Great throw, and the reason I'm going to say that, he put that where his guy could get it and no one else. That was an absolutely perfect throw on the outside.
Boy, and Darren Smith, the freshman, is just racking it up here tonight in the stat sheet, as well as Alex Hoskins. Hoskins has three catches of over 40 yards now, and he had the one, which was a 5-yard TD.
Pretty good average.
So he is off to a great start, and Sidney once again into Eagles territory. I didn't expect an offensive explosion here tonight, but so far that's the case. Smith throws one here to Hoskins, makes a great catch, jumps over a defender, into the back of the end zone, his second touchdown of the night for Alex Hoskins down that left side.
Real nice play by Alex. He made a guy miss after he caught the ball about 5 yards into the return, and actually his defender jumped in front of the ball, did not get it. You can't do that on that sideline when you're isolated.
And Hoskins, as soon as he caught that, such an athletic spin move, nobody else was going to be there, and he sneaks in down that left sideline, and Hoskins has got well over 100 yards receiving and his second TD here of the first half.
Fantastic start to the season.
So we're only 30 seconds into the second quarter. Sidney's going to go for two here. Ball is too high, and Smith is just going to have to fall on it here. So Sidney will have to settle for a 22-16 lead. But again, two plays, you're right down the field into the back of the end zone with Hoskins. And Sidney, every time that Deposit Hancock has answered, they've had an answer right back.
And we actually have to say that it was funny because we were talking about the timeouts and stuff and how long we were going to be off the air. In a booth up here, they were saying, well, there could be two scores in that time frame. And I'll tell you what, they're not far from it. I'll tell you, this is a really, really exciting football game.
It's one of those games where you can't afford to look away at all. You never know what's going to happen. So 22-16 with just 30 seconds gone here in the second quarter. And the Warriors' offense has just looked very, very strong here so far tonight. We didn't know what to expect. A lot of young guys, you don't know how they're going to react in this situation. And first game jitters, maybe, but they've used it to their advantage, too. I guess a little bit of adrenaline.
I'll say, to be totally honest, I mean, they're really not showing that. I mean,
no.
If you were really thinking that's what it was going to be like, and, you know, good hypothesis, you know, I mean, you think it would happen. But I'll tell you right now, they don't look like either team is feeling any nerves. You know, they're playing their game, and they're just having a great time out there so far.
You have to wonder, you know, these guys, both sides, that you play the 7-on-7, you're playing all summer, maybe you're feeling a little bit better than you thought you would be at this time of year. So Sidney, again, maybe looking like they were trying that onside kick, this one a little too high, bounces out of bounds, and so the Deposit Hancock Eagles are going to start at about their own 45 going left to right here. So good starting position for them.
Yeah, the up lineman only got his hand on that and kind of kicked it out of bounds for him. So.
But that really says a lot about the Warriors. They're not afraid to try something like that. They recovered the first one. This one, again, just a little too high, tipped out of bounds. And so 11:28 still to go. Second quarter, Sidney with a 22-16 lead. And here comes Deposit Hancock. They scored on kind of a broken play. On that last possession, they had a 70-yard catch. And running into the back of the end zone was Jacob Tarbox. Let's see what happens here. So here's Shaver, the quarterback. He's flushed out of the pocket, goes to the left, gets to midfield, cuts his way up towards the first down. Ball is on the ground. It looks like Sydney's going to have it. We'll wait for the official signal. Yes, it is. And so Deposit Hancock with their second fumble of the night. Quarterback Darren Shaver was flushed out of there, and just as he went down towards the first down marker, lost it. Sydney comes up with it.
They kind of ran like a lead bootleg on that play where the quarterback sweeps around the end instead of Mr. Ballard, and he made a nice run, but got to hang on that ball.
And so Sydney will take over right on the big Sydney S at midfield. They go right to left. They have a 22-16 lead. And for a group that lost so much, I mean, you look at Tom Hoskins, your quarterback, gone. Brandon Bassett, your running back, gone. You have a huge guy like Austin Dean, who's not playing college football at Brockport. He's gone. This team comes right out trying to find their new identity, and so far so good for the Warriors.
And they're making it theirs.
Yes.
They're making it theirs.
And that's what you want to see from a young team like this. So here is Smith, the freshman for Sydney, drops back in the pocket, throws over the middle. Looked like he was trying to find Picor on that far side. Pass was a little far behind him. That'll bring up second and 10.
That was probably a little quicker than I think he needed to throw that ball, because he definitely, we talked about this a little bit before, but the Sydney line has given him time. And, I mean, there's only been a couple of times where he's had a lot of pressure in his face and he's actually gotten hit. So I'll tell you what, kudos to that Sydney offensive line.
So second and 10 here for the Warriors. They are right at midfield with 11:15 to go second quarter. Sydney on top of Deposit Hancock, 22-16. And now a run here for Dawson Backus, tries to go up the middle, and he is shut down on the play there.
He is met at the line by Ethan Wormuth, number 26. And when I mean met at the line, I mean met and stopped and pushed backwards. Great tackle, young man.
We know a lot of these Deposit Hancock guys are great athletes. We saw them in the springtime when we were doing baseball here on CDO. Hancock is a huge powerhouse in Class D. They went on to win the MAC. Certainly just a great group of athletes. You combine them here together for football, and they have a lot of size and speed out there here tonight for the Eagles. So here is Sydney. 10.5 minutes to go in this second quarter, a 3rd and 13. And the Warriors are going to take a timeout to talk things over. We'll step away for 30 seconds. Sydney on top of Deposit Hancock, 22-16. We'll be right back here on CDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. 10 minutes, 20 seconds to go, second quarter. Sydney on top of Deposit Hancock, 22-16. A 3rd and 13, Sydney going right to left, and they're right at midfield here, Tim. So, boy, if we've seen them convert on 3rd and 4th down a couple of times here in this first half, another big one right here for the Warriors.
Yeah, it definitely is a big point in the second quarter here right now. They are in a spot where more than likely they're not going to take 2 downs here. And, you know, if they don't get it on 3rd down, they're going to probably be kicking.
So let's see what the Warriors can pull out of the old bag of tricks here, as we've seen them go deep a couple of times. They have two wide receivers to the right, to the left. Hoskins is on the left side. We'll keep an eye on him as he's well over 100 yards receiving and 2 touchdowns. Looks like they want to go to him, but the Eagles come and sack Smith in the backfield, but we'll have a flag on the play as well.
Yeah, Aaron did not have a lot of time on that play, and actually I think the flag is also on Sydney, so it's a double whammy.
And so Sydney now will be forced to punt here, after recovering their second fumble of the night to get the ball back. They still have the 22-16 lead. 10:16 to go here in the second quarter. So this is going to be a 4th and long, and they're going to have to punt this one away.
This one will actually be a real punt, too. The first one was kind of a pooch kick because they were so close, and almost had a really nice recovery by Nate Bibbert on that play.
So Ethan Finch is back to punt. And Ronnie Ballard is back to receive for Deposit Hancock to the left as the Eagles go left to right. Good punt here by Finch. And Bibbert is down there to scoop. Actually, that's Sickler is down to scoop it up, keep that ball away from Ronnie Ballard. And Deposit Hancock will start at about their own 25-yard line.
Very, very close. The guy that was actually blocking Sickler before he got the ball wasn't paying attention, and the ball almost hit him in the leg, and that could have been a huge turnover right there.
And there is a flag on the play here. Let's see what the call is and what exactly will happen after the punt. Ethan Finch, kind of a jack of all trades. He's been running the ball. He's been punting. He's caught a touchdown tonight, and it looks like a holding call here on Sydney, so he'll have to punt it away once again here, and the special teams unit will have their hands full once again trying to keep the ball away from Ronnie Ballard.
And the other thing that Ethan has done is he made one heck of a tackle.
Yes.
Mr. Ballard on the corner, where nobody else has been able to do that. So he's having an all-around game.
So here is Finch, back to punt again for Sydney. Gets a booming punt off into the lights. Ballard's going to have to chase this one down, and this one will bounce right down to the 30-yard line. Again, they keep it away from Ballard, and the Eagles, going left to right, will start at their own 30-yard line with 9:48 to go here in this second quarter. Sydney on top of Deposit Hancock, 22-16.
Yeah, great punt right there. I mean, he actually had the old college spiral going on the punt. Looked like he actually threw the ball, but no, he didn't. He kicked it. It was a real nice punt.
Well, we know he's a heck of an athlete, a great basketball player, and he was one of those young guys that got some good minutes last year on this football team when the injury bug really hit Sydney hard at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, absolutely.
So here is the Deposit Hancock Eagles going left to right to start things off on this drive. And here's Darren Shaver, the sophomore quarterback. We'll give this one to Ballard. He's going to work his way and just drive the pile all the way up towards the first down. I think he's going to be a little short. But Ballard, boy, just running his way through that line.
Just like a bull. I mean, he got hit at about 3 yards, and then he carried the Warriors another 6 or 7 to get the first down.
So let's see. It's going to be a first down. They did give the whole 10 to him as he worked his way up to the line. And we've only seen Deposit Hancock with one pass so far tonight. Everything else has been on the ground and with Ronnie Ballard. Haven't even seen another back. So 9:20 to go, second quarter. Sydney on top, 22-16 over Deposit Hancock. Eagles with the ball going left to right, and they hand it off to Ballard. He gets the midfield to the 50, to the 45, and into Sydney territory, down that left wing, and another first down here for the Eagles.
Okay, I'm going to add another adjective to him. He is also very shifty.
Yeah.
He made some really nice sideways moves in that hole and got the extra yardage needed for the first down.
We saw him in the offense quite a bit last year. He was quarterback, and when I had a chance to do Deposit Hancock against Walton here on CDO last year, they just set up a lot of plays where he could just run right out of the backfield, and Walton never knew if he was going to throw or just take off and run. It was very hard for the Warriors to pick up on that. So here's Deposit Hancock going left to right, but a flag on the play just as they snap it on first and 10 as they're into Sydney territory at the 45. I think this is going to back them up, though.
So based on your last comment, what do you think the chances are we'll see a halfback pass with Ballard throwing the ball rather than running with it?
I would have to think that the Warriors have to be prepared for that because he had a very good arm on him last year. He made Walton pay quite a few times. But in typical Walton fashion, they figured out a way to stop him at some point in the ballgame. So a 5-yard penalty on the play there. So a first and 15 here for Deposit Hancock. 8:40 to go in this second quarter. The Eagles trailing the Warriors 22-16. They hand off to Ballard. And just about a game of 5 there. Actually, that wasn't Ballard for the first time tonight. That will be Ethan Warmoth, I believe, who ran up the middle.
It was the first back through that time. Kind of tried to throw a little monkey in the wrench there and not give it to Ballard. Maybe Ballard needed a break.
He's certainly done a lot of work so far here tonight and deserved a break on that one. So 8:05 to go, second quarter, second and 11 here for Deposit Hancock. Again, they hand off to Ballard. He gets up to the 40-yard line before being roped down out of bounds. So gain of 5 on the play there for Ballard. And this will bring up a third and 5 just about for Deposit Hancock going left to right into Sydney territory.
His running style is really neat because he actually took that out towards the tackle. It was inside the tackle in the guard, and he actually kicked it outside once they got the Warriors to commit to where he was. So he's got a whole gamut of skills as far as running the ball goes.
So this is going to be about a third and six here for Deposit Hancock with 7:55 to go. Second quarter. Big play here for the Eagles. Let's see what they can pick up. They'll pitch it out to Ballard to the right side. Tries to get out and around the tackles, but Ethan Finch is there, and he's going to rope him down. I believe Ballard might have gotten just enough for the first down here for the Eagles, though.
Yeah, it's definitely a tough play because they are outnumbering the Warriors on that sweep. And I'll tell you, if they continue to block that the way they are and Ballard continues to run the ball the way he is, that's going to be a tough play to stop all night long.
And, boy, we're kind of seeing a little battle between Finch of Sidney, Ballard of Deposit Hancock, just a fun little rivalry between those two as they go head-to-head. So the Eagles pick up the first down. It's first and 10, 7:47 to go. Second quarter, Sidney on top, 22-16. And dropping back here, Deposit Hancock's going to throw up over the middle and into the back of the end zone. A touchdown here for the Eagles. Huge play to tie this ball game up, and that's David Schaefer getting the pass there from Darren Shaver. And Deposit Hancock again finds a way to answer here as they toss one over the middle, their second TD pass of the night.
That was the tight end spot, and then no one went with him. I mean, he was running free for quite a long time there.
So Schaefer, a 30-yard TD catch. And just a nice play there from Schaefer. And a nice throw there once again by the quarterback, Darren Shaver, on the move. He's not afraid to throw that ball. And another nice ball. And let's see if Deposit Hancock can take the lead. It's 22-22 with 7:39 to go here. And it looks like they were going to go for the point after, but we'll have a timeout by Deposit Hancock, and we'll see what they decide to draw up on the play here.
Sure, but I just think I heard the booth people up here again say something that was pretty cool. 2 for 2 over 100 yards?
Yes. It's really only the second pass of the night. The first one was a 70-yarder, second one 30, 35-yard range. So when he has to throw, he is effective.
Absolutely. That's a good percentage.
So 7:39 to go, second quarter. We're tied up at 22. And let's step away for 30 seconds here. We'll be right back on CDO.
Bob's Diner in Bainbridge welcomes you for their Bainbridge Day Breakfast Buffet this Saturday from 9 till noon. The all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet features eggs, pancakes, French toast, sausage biscuits and gravy, bacon, home fries, baked goods, fresh fruit, and more. And don't miss Bob's Diner Classic Car Cruise-In 2 from 1 to 3 p.m.
Your wedding is one of the most special moments of your life. When it's time to get married, let the Silo Restaurant and Green make it even more special. Hi, this is Gary Kurz, chef and owner of the Silo, inviting you to find out more about our wedding reception packages featuring our famous buffet or sit-down menu. You'll love the selection and package options, and we can accommodate up to 300 guests. But that's not all. Our picturesque landscape and gardens are perfect for wedding pictures and ideal for your wedding ceremony. The happy couple can even spend a romantic evening in a room at our cozy carriage house right next door. Special moments in life deserve special places, and you deserve the Silo Restaurant, Route 206 in Green. Inquire about our complete banquet and wedding packages. Call 656-4377. That's 656-4377.
Life is really short, so what are you waiting for? Treat yourself to the Silo Restaurant in Green. Make a reservation by calling 656-4377.
More tales from Jet and Onyx, those famous felines from McDowell and Walker in Sydney.
Jet, everybody already knows how much fun we have living here at McDowell and Walker, but do they know about all this great pet stuff?
Well, the best products we have here are cat foods, something for every budget and even the most finicky feline.
Don't forget pet beds, toys, brushes, collars, leads, biscuits, treats, cat litter, and lots more cool cat stuff.
And to keep your cats healthy, try McDowell and Walker's health supplements, flea products, and dewormer, not to mention crates and carriers.
We even have pet car seats and strollers. And don't forget the catnip.
And yes, there are products for all animals, not just us beautiful felines.
Yeah, I guess they have to sell pet stuff for ferrets, rabbits, chinchillas, hamsters, guinea pigs, and yeah, dogs too.
You forgot those flying pets. Parrots, finches, cockatiels, and parakeets.
Yeah, I know. I got hung up on the dogs. Man's second best friend.
See Jet and Onyx, the McDowell and Walker cats on Mang Drive in Sydney, and get everything you need for your pets.
A onside kick here, but the Warriors reading that one well, and they'll fall on it. And again, Sidney will have excellent field position there. That was Mike Manzer reading that one and scooping it off the turf for Sydney.
It actually came up from the second level and made a really nice play because it got past the lineman, and that could have been a turnover, big turnover, with that momentum switch.
So Sydney behind for the first time tonight, 24-22, as they are in their home maroon uniforms with the white trim. They go right to left, ball on the 45-yard line. And the quarterback is Darren Smith, and he's having a heck of a first night here. Just a freshman, not afraid to throw it all over the gridiron, though. They'll hand off this time to Dawson back as he cuts through the middle. Nice shifty move, picks up maybe 3 or 4 yards on the play there for the Warriors.
Yeah, it really didn't look like he was going to have any room, and like you said, made a real nice cut in the hole and got a couple yards out of it.
We've talked about it earlier tonight, Deposit Hancock having a little bit more size on the line, but Sydney, with their quickness and their athleticism, really holding their own there.
Yeah, the line is doing a really nice job. Very, very pleased.
So 7:09 to go. Clock ticking down here in this second quarter. 10 on the play clock. Sydney trailing by 2. And now we'll have a false start here against the Warriors on the line. So hard sometimes to stay still up there.
It is. And, you know, you're trying to get that quick start because you've got that guy across from you that's probably a little bit bigger, a little bit stronger than you, so you want to get that quick start, so you anticipate the snap, and it doesn't happen.
So this will bring up a second and 13 now for Sydney. 6:55 to go. Second quarter, 24-22. Smith will drop back. He's going to air it out again up over the middle, and this just off the hands of Zach Green and down to the turf. And, you know, one guy who I thought we might see a little bit more of in this first half is Zach Green. He's been doing the little things, the blocking. Really one of the first times they've tried to go to him here tonight.
Yeah, he actually came out of the backfield, and that was a really nice play because I think he was open, and it was a good throw. Just right as the ball got there, he got hit.
And so this will bring up a third down and long, third and 13 to be exact. 6:45 to go second quarter. The Eagles on top of the Warriors, 24-22. And we'll see what they come up with here. Hoskins is out to the left. Two receivers to the right. And Backus is in the backfield. They dump it over to Zach Green. He gets to midfield, and he's tripped up. Gets down, and this is going to be about a 4th and 3. But, again, we talk about Zach Green. Nice athletic play. Just tripped up short of the first down.
Yep, real nice play. Made a nice catch. Kind of bobbled it at first, but good concentration, hauled it in, got a nice little gain.
So this will be officially 4th and 4. Clock runs down to 6:20 to go before the half. The Eagles on top of the Warriors, 24-22. Deposit Hancock on the road here at Alumni Field under the lights at Sydney. So 4th down and 4 to go for the Warriors. And here's Smith, the quarterback here, calling out the signals, directing traffic. He's got 5 on the play clock. He's in the shotgun, down to 3, down to 2. Let's see if they get it off. They do. They try to hand off to Backus. They will. He cuts his way up, gets the first down. He's roped down at the 40, but he breaks through the hole, and he picks up the first down there for Sydney.
Yeah, that totally took Deposit Hancock by surprise. They knew that, in their mind, that Sydney was going to be throwing the ball there. Nice little draw to Backus right through the guard tackle gap and made a nice cut in the hole and got the extra yardage for the first.
It looked like maybe the Eagles had him dead to rights in the backfield. Backus, 2 quick moves, and that little extra effort when I thought maybe he was going to be a yard short, and he punches it through. So they're into Eagles territory. This is Sydney with the ball. They're at the 40-yard line in Deposit Hancock defensive territory. Going right to left, snap is low. Smith picks it off the turf, finds Zach Green in the slot over the middle, gets to the outside, and he's tripped up down at the 30. But a nice gain of probably 7 or 8 yards there with 5:20 to go before the half for Zach Green, his second catch of the night.
Yeah, real nice little play right there. Dragged all the way across from the other side and wide open just behind the linebackers. Nice throw by Darren.
Brings up a 2nd and 3, rolling up on 5 minutes to go on the clock before our Marabito Energy Products halftime show. Deposit Hancock 24, Sydney 22. Warriors going right to left into Eagles defensive territory. Darren Smith, the freshman, the quarterback here for Sydney in the shotgun. Checks over to the sideline, checks his wrist for the play now. 10 seconds to go on the game, on the play clock, excuse me. And the snap. They'll throw to the outside looking for Pecor. Did he rope it in? Yes, he did. Alan Pecor, his first catch of the night. And that'll be good for a first down with 4.5 minutes to go here before halftime, Sidney trailing by two.
Kind of like a little half rollout there. We haven't seen any of that tonight for Darren, and he made a nice little throw, and I'll tell you what, Alan Pecor made a hell of a catch.
Pecor, actually his second catch of the night, 2 catches for 10 yards. Big, tall target, 6'2", 6'3". I'm sure that they'll want to involve him a little more. And you start to look at the weapons here as we see Pecor getting a catch there, Zach Green with 2 straight catches. Those are guys that have been quiet so far compared to Finch.
Not quiet all night long is Alex Hoskins, but we
haven't
seen his name in a while.
Sidney gets off the play just as the play clock expires. They find Nate Vibbard over the middle, cuts back to the right side, stiff arms the guy towards the end zone, and he's in. Nate Vibbard catches that one in the middle of the field and takes it to pay dirt for Sidney.
Absolutely stunning move right there. He started to go to his left, put on the brakes, lost the guy, took off for the pylon. Great, great run.
Nate Vibbard, another guy that is a heck of an athlete, and we know that. Just a great individual effort there as he got to the outside. Looked like DePauzit Hancock was going to be able to push him out. Instead, he fights through and picks up a 20-yard TD just when Sidney needs it here before the half. And that's the fourth TD pass of the night here for the freshman, Smith.
Not a bad start, varsity football.
Not a bad start at all. They try to go for two, and this one is tipped away. But Sidney will come up with the lead, 28-24, with 4 minutes to go before halftime, and the trading back and forth on offense continues.
Absolutely. It's definitely an offensive game. I think both defensive sidelines are going to have a little work to do at halftime trying to figure out what they can do to stop the other, because pretty much the offenses are controlling the game tonight.
We'll step away for 30 seconds. Sidney with the lead over DePauzit Hancock, 28-24. We'll be right back on CDO.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sidney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything, downtown Sidney Center.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you here tonight under the lights at Sidney High School for the start of high school football season. And boy, it has been entertaining so far. Sidney leading DePauzit Hancock 28-24 with 4 minutes to go before halftime. And here's the Eagles with a nice run back here, getting all the way to midfield. A very nice run back by Jacob Tarbox, who already has one TD tonight for DePauzit Hancock.
Jacob Tarbox got that ball really quick. I think that was like a fastball, 95-mile-an-hour fastball right to him off of his foot. And then he just took it straight up the field, got a real nice return.
So DePauzit Hancock, in terms of run backs, they've had a very good night there. The pressure that Sidney has brought hasn't seemed to bother them either. They got down in this game 16-0. You would think some teams that would just demoralize you right there. Eagles pressed their way back, doing a very nice job tonight.
Showed a lot of fortitude to get come back being down at 2 scores like that.
And here's Ronnie Ballard, and that's the back that we have seen all night tonight so far for the Eagles, and he'll pick up 5 on this play here. As Ballard just continues to run, he's up over 10 carries already tonight.
So what do you think the defensive coaches are going to do for Sidney to stop Ballard?
Boy, how do you say, you have to go out there and tackle this very tall, strong, athletic guy, and you're just going to have to do it and take care of business. I don't know what else you say, because he runs to the outside. He's got that speed to get to the edge. He runs up the middle. You just have to
multifaceted,
keep
absolutely.
An eye on him. Ball is on the ground again at this time. Everybody is able to pick it up for DePauzit Hancock.
I think that's the first one that hit the ground when DePauzit Hancock had the ball, and they were able to recover it. So they were very close there to turning the ball over in a key point in the game.
Third,
3 minutes to go.
Third fumble of the night for DePauzit Hancock. It's the only one they've picked back up as Sidney recovered the other two. 2:55 to go before the half. Sidney leads 28-24 at the 3rd and 7 as the Eagles go left to right here, folks. On the road here in their white uniforms, the white helmet, the royal blue pants. 3rd and 7. Ballard is in motion, becomes a wide receiver to the outside. They're going to try to chuck this one up to him. Beautiful throw into the lights. He pulls it down into the back of the end zone. Ronnie Ballard strikes again, and a touchdown here for the Eagles of about 45 yards.
Yeah, that was a really nice play. He went in motion for all the way across the field and then just took it up the sideline, and Shaver made a nice throw.
So that is the second touchdown of the night for Ronnie Ballard. The first one was a 70-yard run off of a kickoff. This one, he made that look easy, rolled out, and brought it down for a 45-yard TD catch. And boy, the high percentage for Darren Shaver continues. He throws the ball up there. It seems to find its way into the back of the end zone.
Yeah, let's do that. Is that 3 for 3?
That is 3 for 3.
With 3 touchdowns?
Yes.
Nice percentage.
A 70-yarder, a 30-yarder, and a 45-yarder through the air. And Deposit Hancock will punch it in for 2. They now lead 30-28 with 32-28 with 2.5 minutes to go before halftime. We did not expect this to jump up on the scoreboard like this, Tim.
No, but I will tell you this. I'm betting on a score before the halftime. I can tell you that right now. I'm not sure if it'll be one or two of them, but I'm guessing there's going to be another score.
Well, we'll step away and we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. It's 32-28 with 2.5 minutes to go before the half here on CDO.
We're specialists in you, Robert Zinecamp Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you, Robert Zinecamp Associates.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
2.5 minutes to go before the half. It's 32-28. Deposit Hancock back on top of Sydney in a barn burner of a first half here on CDO. Another squib kick here by the Eagles. Ball on the turf. Let's see who comes up with it. And at the bottom of the pile, boy, it could go either way. And we'll have to let the officials decide this one, as there's bodies from both sides in there.
Yeah, there was a melee going on at the bottom of that pile, but I do believe Sydney got the ball.
And it looked like, again, Mike Manzer had a good read on it. Just went off his fingertips. He got right down to the turf, and it looks like he was able to scoop it up. So Sydney, with 2:29 to go before the half, will have the ball back in their own defensive territory. They'll start at the 40. And as you and I were joking, Tim, with the offense on both sides here tonight, we could definitely see another score before the half.
One, possibly, maybe two.
The way it has gone tonight, we've seen several touchdowns of over 50 yards. And here's Smith. He throws to the outside looking for Hoskins, but this one is low and incomplete as Nate Vibbert and Hoskins couldn't get there in time. Pass was a little short.
Interesting pattern there. He had two guys right in the same area. I do believe probably one of them was supposed to be kind of like running off the other cornerback.
So 2:25 to go before the half. Again, the Eagles on top of the Warriors, 32-28. Second and 10, Smith throws to the outside this time. He was looking for Ethan Finch, and that one was just a little bit too far to the outside. So now a third and 10 here for Sydney after two throws are incomplete.
Yeah, I think we're seeing the adjustments that they're going to make. They're dropping a lot of people back into coverage now, where before they were trying to go with three or four guys trying to cover all those wide outs for Sydney.
So a third and 10, Sydney going right to left. Ball is on their own 40-yard line as they try to work their way up towards midfield under the lights here at Sydney High School. Alumni field, this beautiful new turf facility. 10 seconds left on the play clock. Over the center there to Alex Hoskins. He's got the first down and into Eagles territory. Roped down at the 45. Boy, does he make it look easy.
One of the things that I did notice on that play, and we were just talking about the defensive adjustments and everything. Nice play by Alex, by the way. But the other thing I was going to say is their linebackers are 5 to 6 yards off the ball right now. So they're really reading and trying to help out on coverage.
So we're down to 2:05. Clock ticks down on the game clock. Sydney trailing 32-28 before the half. Smith will throw to the far side. This one almost picked off as it looked like he was trying to find Finch once again, but that was Trenton Curtis over there with good coverage for the Eagles.
I think a good play for Warriors right now might be looking like it's a pass and have a little draw action here, because those backers are bailing out and there's not a lot of guys on the line right now for Plaza Hancock.
Sydney is into Deposit Hancock territory. Ball is on the 45-yard line as the Warriors go right to left. Here is Smith, in the shotgun once again as his team trails by four. The freshman quarterback here having a very nice first half with four TD passes. Smith drops back, lofts one high in the air, and this is a pop fly that's going to be almost intercepted again on that far side, but really it looked like it was going to sail out of bounds. So, again, Sydney will have to come up with this second and 10 here with a minute 52, third and 10, excuse me. They trail by four here before the half.
Again, like we talked about before, that he made that throw, but that throw is where his guy could only catch that in play. You know, so nice, good play by the freshman.
That was good. You're right. Even though the secondary was back pushing towards the outside, even if they intercept that ball, probably out of bounds. So a third and 10 right at midfield. Sydney going right to left. They hand it up the middle for Dawson Backus, possibly hoping the Eagles were dropping back in coverage a little more. And they pick up about 5 yards on the play. So this will bring up fourth down with time continuing to tick down here.
Yeah, they tried a little draw play, but the backers are in definitely read depth, so they can see if those linemen are stepping up and pass blocking or if they're firing out and run blocking.
So here's a fourth and 8 with a minute 20 to go before the half. Deposit Hancock ahead 32-28. And here is Smith with 10 on the play clock. Drops back. Oh, he's going to punt this one off. And this one will be wrapped down here by Ethan Finch. And so Deposit Hancock will get the ball back with a minute 9 to go, and they'll start on their own 32. Boy, Tim, a little trickery there. Looked like he was going to pass. All of a sudden, he punts it away.
Yeah, I think they were just trying to catch him in a little bit of a not being ready for the punt kind of thing, and was very close to being blocked. I mean, I actually think they might have got a piece of the ball, but then Ethan Finch made a nice play to down it for him. So
I guess if you're Sydney, anytime you can keep the ball out of the hands of Ronnie Ballard, who, you know, has had a couple of nice returns tonight, maybe you take that chance. So the Eagles with the ball going left to right, they'll start at their own 32. 1:09 to go before our Mirabito halftime report. And the Eagles on top of the Warriors, 32-28. Here's Ronnie Ballard with a pitch to the left side. He cuts back up. He has the first down, gets to midfield. He's at the 50, down to the 40, and gang tackled here. Started by Alex Hoskins of Sydney. And good field position here for Deposit Hancock.
Yeah, real nice play. Again, it's that little sweep look for Ballard, and I'll tell you, they're just outnumbering Sydney on the corner.
Yeah, Sydney just could not get to the corner in time before Ballard got there. Very much like on his last touchdown catch where he went in motion, Sydney couldn't catch up to him, and he caught that ball for a 45-yarder on the left side. So now into Sydney defensive territory, the ball on the 40-yard line, Deposit Hancock going left to right, 45 seconds to go in the half. And rolling out again here is Shaver. Throws on the run, looking for Ballard, but this one is too tall for him. Up and out of play. So that'll stop the clock with 39 seconds to go in the half. 32-28, the Eagles on top of the Warriors.
Even with the run or the pass motion, he's looking right for him. So that's definitely a key that Sydney could be looking at, is watching number 6.
So Deposit Hancock, a heavy dose of running tonight, but when Darren Shaver, the quarterback wearing number 10, the sophomore, has had to throw, they've been effective there too. And I guess we'll have to talk about it at halftime, Tim, if it's...
Says his first incomplete?
Yes, it was.
That's right.
Very good point to bring that up, as he has been excellent tonight when he has had to throw the ball. They'll pitch it again here to Ballard. Ballard's going to look to throw the ball, cuts it back across the field, and it's caught, but it was a little bit behind the receiver as he threw it right back to the quarterback who went out into the flat there. That was Darren Shaver, gain of maybe 5 on the play.
Yeah, it was something we talked about before, that possibly that could be because Ballard was the quarterback last year. He knows he can throw the ball, so you know, maybe that sweep look and then throw back to Shaver.
So 28 seconds to go before the half. Deposit Hancock on top, 32-28. As Deposit Hancock going left to right, they're down into Sydney defensive territory. And it looks like a timeout on the field here by the Eagles. This will give us a chance to step away as well. Again, the score 32-28. The Eagles on top of the Warriors here on opening night. Halftime coming up. Actually, let's keep it right here. Looks like a quick timeout. And Deposit Hancock's going to come right back up to the line. Jeff Matthews still out on the field talking to his troops, making sure his guys can get that last drink in them here, because if you're Sydney, you want to keep this a four-point game going into the half.
Absolutely. Nice, good defensive stand right here. Take it into the second half. Take it into halftime.
So deposit Hancock going left to right, and here is Shaver under center. Pitches out to Ballard. Ballard to the left side. He's at the 30 and steps right out of bounds, but he'll get the first down here for deposit Hancock, and he stops the clock with 23 seconds to go here in the first half.
I'm guessing that they're going to have some serious, serious nutrition for that boy when he gets in there at time, because he has got to be a little bit exhausted.
We've seen him a few times, hands on the knees, because he has been carrying a big portion of the load here so far tonight for the Eagles. So 23.2 seconds to go, first and 10 here before halftime, 32-28. Eagles going left to right. They're in Sydney defensive territory. Shaver drops back to the right side, throws out, completed pass into the outside, ripped out of bounds. But again, the clock is stopping as that's Jacob Tarbox with his second catch of the night.
It's a little rollout, and actually I think Ballard didn't even leave the backfield there. I think he was there just to help
take
block.
A rest.
Yeah,
14 seconds to go before the half, 32-28. Eagles on top of the Warriors, and this will bring up a first down. And Sydney trying to hold strong here. Big play is the ball now on the 15-yard line. So deposit Hancock's going to have at least one, probably two good looks at it here. Ballard again is out in motion. They loft one up to him, comes down with it into the back of the end zone. He goes, touchdown for deposit Hancock. The same exact play they ran to him the last time. Out of the backfield, he becomes a wide receiver, and in he goes.
Yep, real good motion. I mean, they're telling everybody where they're going with the ball. I mean, he was in motion, and as soon as he caught the snap, he looked right there, and there he was, wide open.
Two catches for Ballard. He's up over 60 yards and two TDs, three TDs for Ballard here in the first half. And with 8 seconds to go before the half, deposit Hancock leads 38-28, and they'll go for two.
Be interesting to see how this young Sydney team reacts to this.
They give it to Ballard up the gut, and there he goes. So a 40-28 lead, and you're right, Tim. How does Sydney, after having a lead, battling back, scoring, we've seen the offensive firepower they have, but deposit Hancock has said, okay, we can take your punch and we'll answer back.
Yeah, it's definitely where both schools are going to be really working on is that defense. You know, they've got to figure out how to stop that other offensive juggernaut for the other team. So, you know, you look at the score, they are down by 12, but the thing is, you know, they scored 28 points in this half.
Yes.
You know, so
yep.
that's a real high scoring first half for high school football.
8 seconds to go, first half. Deposit Hancock 40 and Sydney 28. Rabideau halftime report coming up. We'll try to have a score from up the road as well. Green at Unitego would like to check in on that game, another C versus D game. And, of course, we'll break down the first half here between Sydney and visiting deposit Hancock tonight. Of course, Sydney a C team, and the Eagles are a Class D team. Another squib kick here is picked up by Sydney, and this one will be downed. And it looks like Sydney will have a chance for probably one play. 8 seconds to go, and they'll have the ball going right to left on their own 45-yard line.
Yeah, that kick was retrieved by number 70, Kyle Gaskin, on that little onside kick thing there. See if Sydney tries to go for it or if they kick it into halftime.
Well, we have seen that with the quarterback, Darren Smith, heck of a first half here in his first varsity start, 4 touchdown passes through the air. If you can throw something short to maybe Alex Hoskins, he might be able to create something, or an Ethan Finch, or maybe something to Dawson Backus if you get him out of coverage.
Yeah, they're definitely going to be dropping. I mean, it looks to me like they're dropping like 6 and sending 5.
And here's a false start on Ethan Finch as he took off just a step too early here, and this is going to back Sydney up another 5 yards. And so Sydney, we'll see. They go with something short if they're going to try to loft it up. They trail 40-28 heading into the halftime break here. And see, they go with something short if they're going to try to loft it up. They trail 40-28 heading into the halftime break here unless something happens on this last play.
That's something nice and positive to go into halftime with would be really nice for the Warriors.
So here's Smith. He's got two wide receivers, 2 to his left, 1 to his right. Escapes some coverage, steps up. tosses one up, and this one is tipped down towards Zach Green, down to the turf. Did Zach Green catch that ball? It looks like he did. Sidney trying to take a timeout. Boy, Zach Green came down out of nowhere. It looked like maybe he was on the ground first. I couldn't really tell. But the pass is complete, and now Sidney's going to be at the 22-yard line with 3.6 seconds left here. And, boy, they just tossed that one up there, and somehow it comes down through all the trees, and Zach Green is able to make a great catch.
Yeah, it was, and actually it was tipped around quite a bit, and Zach actually had fallen down and was laying on the ground, and the ball just, like, kind of came down and landed right on him. So real good concentration by Zach. Again, in that situation, you know, if you're the deposit Hancock kid, you shouldn't try to catch that ball. You should just knock it down. You know, you don't care if you get the interception at that point. You just don't want Sidney to make that tip play and get the ball. And like they have, they're in where they could score.
Tim, it reminds me of a game you and I did last year. Delhi and BG.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Came right down to the last play of the game. Delhi threw up a pass very, very much like this. And it was tipped down. Delhi somehow came up with the ball. Looked like BG was going to knock it down. Instead, they ran it into the back of the end zone. And Delhi ended up winning that game. So now, there's still 3.6 seconds left on the clock, but it looks like both teams are going to head in for the halftime break.
Yeah, I guess they are saying that the clock changed, the clock on the field where the officials have. They're saying that time had expired, so that's why we're going into halftime.
So a great catch there by Zach Green, but time runs out on Sidney. Would have been interesting to see if they could get one last play there.
Absolutely.
But instead, they'll head into the halftime break. So a barn burner of a first half here, folks. 40-28. Yes, that's right. DePauw Hancock 40, Sidney 28. We'll come back